Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Dr. Marilyn Singleton joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. She's a board-certified anesthesiologist, member of the American Association of Professional of Physicians and Surgeons. She's also an attorney. She's served in residency at Harvard's Beth Israel Hospital. She's an amazing thought leader and an important reporter on the American condition. Marilyn, thanks again for being here. I want to ask you, as a black American, I want to ask you to give us a little bit of your perspective on the black community, so to speak, the black, let's call it the black voting base. There are 13% of the population are black, and which is not to say African American, because there are people who are black who are not from Africa. But it's about 13%, and whenever you hear Black Lives Matter, sometimes I think people assume that all black people agree with that. With that ideology, or we see people protesting, or I shouldn't say protesting. I mean destroying things, anarchists and destructive things, and sometimes those are black people, and I think the other 83%, other 87% of America, get the idea, or we see black people, you know, lining up behind Democrats. I think a lot of people think that that's the deal, but. My question to you is any of that changing? Is that shifting, especially from a voter standpoint, from the electorate standpoint? What do you think about that?
Certainly from what I see, and in a way, the idea of thinking black community, there's got to be another word, and we're, because all black people aren't alike, you know, contrary to what Joe Biden said, that we do have minds of our own, and I think more and more as people get educated, get out in the world, and aren't sequestered in segregated neighborhoods, really just like when foreigners first came to America, where they were all in the same neighborhood.
Right, and the Irish and English, the Jews and the Polish. Italians.
Right, and if you don't speak the language, you don't read other newspapers, all this sort of thing. Well, guess what? Black people are broadening their horizons as a whole and getting out there, meeting other people, and starting to really pay attention. And this idea that Democrats were the savior, that maybe there's other political ideas out there, and that you have to look at the action, not the label of the person, not even the person's personality. Mm-hmm. Look at the action. See what's been done to you. And I think so many people have wised up to that whole concept of welfare being dead end.
Right.
That if your paycheck is from the government.
It's another form of being on the plantation, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And guess what? The paycheck is whatever the government says it is. Versus if you go out and get a job, start your own business, whatever, your paycheck is what you ultimately want it to be and how
hard you
work.
Do you believe
people find this out?
You're a person, nobody dropped your success in your lap. You had to work for it. As a woman, as a black woman, I mean, you had some, the glass ceiling and the color ceiling was against you early on. But do you believe today in 2020, even in the middle of a pandemic, that regardless of who you are, where you came from, and what color you are, do you believe if you want to excel and grow and improve yourself, do you believe that you can do that with no more barriers for you than it would be for any particular other person?
I would say there might be some, but some barriers are in your mind, and that you have to change the mindset and, in fact, use the barrier as the stepladder. They always said it's easier to climb a rough mountain than a smooth mountain, and it's so true. And you can look back at yourself and, aren't I cool? I overcame that. Mm-hmm. And so, sure, you're going to run into some people who are jerks and will treat you poorly,
but those,
perhaps because
you're
a woman.
But that doesn't mean America is systemically racist because
absolutely,
you need those people.
Absolutely
that's
not.
The,
you know, I
have
two words for you, Jim.
Okay.
Barack Obama. President Barack Obama.
Yeah. And he didn't do a lot for black people, did he?
No, he didn't, but he made it to the top.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Now, he's a perfect example of aspiring to be something in America. Dr. Marilyn Singleton, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.